The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's have a chat with Sandro from Skybet. Morning, Sandro.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
It's a shocker, isn't it, what the Aussies have been up to?
It's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. A very dark day for the sport. And you just start to question how on earth it's happened, to be honest. How something could be that premeditated. A group of senior players can sit down and basically say, yes, we're going to cheat. Astonishing. Really astonishing. Cricket's a game that's had plenty of controversy around it for a long period of time, hasn't it? Whether it's spot fixing or what have you. But yeah, this is a very dark day for the sport. Having said that, like I say, it's quite a good time for him. It's sort of masked over just how poor England have been down here. There's a few England players who are quite glad this has come out when it has come out. But yeah, it's just truly astonishing. You think you see it all and then something like this comes along and you do wonder how long this has been going on for.
You try and believe that professional sport reaches standards of such high integrity, don't you? But, you know, you hear about what's happening in cycling and then this stuff in cricket and time again, you feel let down by athletes who are meant to be, you know, on a pedestal.
No, you're absolutely right. You do feel let down. And I think really it comes down to the individuals, doesn't it? I think just because someone's a professional sportsman and they represent their country doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sort of live their life and live their sort of sporting career by the rules and the morals and standards that most people set themselves. And I think I've read a lot about match fixing and doping and cycling, and if you're of that mindset where you're prepared to go to any lengths to win, then it doesn't matter whether you're an international player for your country or whether you're playing, you know, Sunday league cricket. You're going to do whatever it takes to win, and sadly we've seen this happen again. You do wonder long term sort of the bigger repercussions this could have for the game, and certainly for Australian cricket, because you would think certainly there's a group of four or five Australian players who I don't think should be playing for their country ever again. And you wonder whether Darren Lynn, Aaron Pettit, the coach, has been in it as well. So this will run and rumble on for some period of time. And you would think that the repercussions and the punishments dished out would be far more severe than the ones that have been dished out so far.
Right, let's talk international football. You graced the Etihad on Friday night and got close to some absolute superstars as well, like Messi.
Yes, it was an incredible night at the Etihad. The football wasn't the best, but the experience was really impressive. Yeah, of course, Argentina and Italy played. And they got very close to the players. My friend Ian, who sorted out the tickets and the hospitality for me, said, you're behind the Italian bench. And I thought, of course we are. You know, we'd be about five or six rows back. But we were actually, I was sat behind Matteo Darmian for the entire game. And my dad and his friend Michele were chatting to the coaching team all night in Italian. So it was incredible, really incredible to be that close to the players. And the game wasn't the best, and Argentina ran out 2-0 winners. Lionel Messi sadly didn't play any part in the game. He was on the bench and stayed on the bench. But it was a really interesting night. Some great players on display, the likes of Gonzalo Higuain and Manuel Lanzini scored the second goal for Argentina. It was a really, really good night, impressive. You can see the problems with Italy and why we haven't qualified for the World Cup, but Argentina looked impressive, and there's certainly a lot of depth in that Argentinian side. So, yeah, as international friendlies go, it was a fairly exciting night because they do have the ability to be quite mundane at times.
So the coaching staff were turning around and having a chat with your dad throughout the course of the game. This is why Italy haven't made the World Cup, isn't it?
They were talking about which Italian restaurant they should go to for lunch tomorrow as well.
Oh, it's great. So England have got Italy next. Is this going to be a walk? This is tomorrow night, isn't it? Is it going to be a walkover?
I'm not sure it'd be a walkover because England have this ability to make games quite difficult for themselves, don't they? And I think, as is always the case in international friendly, Steve, you find teams make a hell of a lot of changes. I think there must have been something about eight substitutions that Italy made in the second half. So I think it'll be a case of whichever team takes it the most seriously, makes the least amount of changes, he's probably decide most likely to win. England looking fairly good shape. They got themselves a good victory over in Holland on Friday night, and you just feel with this current England side, there's certainly a little bit more stability and a bit more continuity than there is in the current Italian side. Obviously, Italy have a caretaker manager in charge at the moment in Luigi Di Biagio as well, following the sacking of Ventura after Italy failed to qualify for the World Cup. So England are favourites for the game, and you fancy them to get a result, but this is England we are talking about, so probably best we don't get too carried away, and certainly people don't go pretty in there. Decent bets on them to win the game, because you just never know with this England team.
No, you're spot on. How close do you think Gareth Southgate is to knowing his England 11 for the World Cup?
That's a really good question. I think, as is probably the case at this time and this far out from the tournament, he probably knows about 7 of his starting 11, I would have thought. I think he's probably starting to get fairly settled on what the spine of that team is. And then it's a case of using these games at times to find out who's not going to make the team almost as much as who is going to make the team. But I saw one international manager last week say the worst thing you can do is try and know what your starting 11 is now, because you're just going to end up extremely disappointed by the time the tournament comes around due to injuries and what have you. But I think he's getting fairly close. It's interesting how he's starting to mix the system around slightly, and he experimented with Kyle Walker playing as a centre-half on Friday night. So you wonder whether he is fairly sort of settled on the system he wants to play, and those 7 or 8 the players, and now maybe he's just trying to tweak systems and see how versatile players can be. The important thing of World Cups is having players that can play in multiple positions, and I think certainly some of the things we saw Gareth Southgate do on Friday night, he's looking at how flexible some of this squad could be.
Sandra, what are the odds for tomorrow?
England 11-10 to win the match. The draw is 9-4, and Italy are 11-4. So a shade over even money for England. I always say this when it comes to international friendlies and League Cup and FA Cup competitions. Just tread carefully. Wait to see the starting lineups until you part with any of your money, because they're always very, very tricky, these games. And of course, there will be a raft of substitutions in the second half, which can make it tricky. But England were the favourites, and the game I'm looking forward to watching, but one that I'm not, sort of from an Italian perspective, don't have huge expectations on.
Nice one, pal. Thank you very much.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.